Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the season finale episode of 902.1 OMG.
Oh my gosh, season two. I can't believe it's gone by so fast.
So fast.
But yet it didn't because we were missing part of us.
Oh, guess what, you guys? Today's the day. Sissany is back from maternity leave.
Hello. It feels so good to be back.
You had the best vacation and you have the sweetest little baby to show for it.
Well, not a vacation, I feel.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I feel like, and both of you can relate.
Once you don't have babies anymore, I would go on that vacation if I could.
Did you hear that, sis? She just said you could drop her off anytime you want.
Oh, happy to. You know, she's finally sleeping through the night. So we have, you know, reached milestones already.
That's huge.
I know. Well, you know, they have all this new technology these days. I got this thing called the Snoo. and it's like a robot bassinet.
What do you mean? What does it do? Does it feed her and change her diaper?
It does not feed her or change her diaper, but it it gently mimics the womb motions, like a womb sound. And so it she's kind of like swaddled into it, and then it just kind of sways her back and forth like this.
That's so good.
And then when the baby starts crying, it starts going faster and faster and faster. And then like after 2 minutes, if like the baby's still crying, it completely shuts off. But I gotta give credit to that.
They need something like that for men so that us women never have to have sex again.
Oh.
Sorry, Jen likes sex. My bad. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't want
to I'm trying to relate how it would shake the man, but okay, we'll just leave it at that.
Well, minus the shaking part, it you were imitating, it's like the womb, and it's like, shh, shh. We'll leave it at that.
Well, we missed you.
I really missed you guys. It was kind of nice to catch up on the episodes, like not week per week. So I let them kind of built up, and then I watched like six in a row.
You had a binge.
Yeah.
It was like binge watching our show.
I enjoy binge watch.
I would like to binge watch it, but we can't. We got to go one episode at a time. And especially now, because y'all, we got picked up for a third season. We're going to roll right into it next week. Season 3, episode 1. Isn't that crazy?
It's cray cray.
Time flies.
It's gone by really fast.
It's been a year, I think.
We did 2 seasons in 1 year.
Yeah.
So that's quick. I know it's way past Halloween, but the Halloween outfits were unbelievable, sis.
Thank you.
I don't know how you did all of that.
Well, it's because I was on maternity leave.
But you still have 3 kids. That's a full-time job.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. They're at school all day, though. So I had the time to get creative with the costumes.
You are, costume guru. It was amazing.
I love Halloween.
Sissany, you're not alone in the binge watching. Apparently, they put out an article somewhere saying that the best TV shows on Hulu right now are a number of different shows, but there was one show on it, Beverly Hills 90210.
I know that show.
We made that list. We made the list of all the cool shows to watch right now.
I feel like the podcast really has a lot to contribute to that.
We're bringing it back.
Think about it. Everyone that listens to this podcast has gone back to go and listen to go and watch the episodes. So now it's boosting the streaming for Hulu. And then they're like, let's come out with the list.
So, well, Hulu, you're welcome.
We're honored to be on your list, and you're welcome. how are you?
Cool.
How is everyone, though? I want to check in. I know Sissany, I just saw that cute, sweet baby on Instagram this morning and want to kiss her little tiny lips.
You guys, she's so chunky.
Oof.
I have to her thighs are just so, like she's got like rolls in her thighs. Like I literally have to like separate her rolls to like clean, like make sure that like.
Oh my God, that's the best.
I have to do that too, but it's not that cute.
I know it's not cute when it happens to us as adults, but as a baby, it's the most adorable thing ever.
So yeah, and also last week we did not have a fresh, new, exciting 90210 OMG podcast for you all, and we're so sorry about that. But you were a little under the weather. You were sicky poo last week, so we couldn't make it happen.
I was sick. But they say that. Wait, what do they say? Distance? Nope. Distance makes the heart grow fonder, so a week off makes your listening ears grow fonder of wanting to hear more of us.
Yes, yes. I'm sure there were people that were highly irritated that we weren't there for them, but we're back. We're so happy to be back and summon up the final episode of season 2, Wedding Bell Blues. This is the one that last week was the first part, and this is the second part of the whole Jackie and Mel wedding partay. Should we get right into the episode, you guys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Okay. Wedding Bell Blues aired on May 7th, 1992.
Synopsis: Mel and Jackie get married at the Walsh house due to flooding problems at Jackie's house, while Jim and Dylan have a big fight that puts his relationship with Brenda at risk.
Directed by Jeff Melman, written by Darren Starr, Steve Wasserman, and Jessica Klein. This was a fun episode. I don't know. I love a good wedding. Who doesn't love a good wedding?
Weddings are big, especially on TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Especially in the 90s.
Yeah, perfect like way to end a season with just like a big party and everybody's there and there's all kinds of drama.
Either a wedding or a death. That's the way you go out on TV shows.
Wedding, death, or baby.
Right.
True. A pregnancy test on like the counter.
Yeah.
Remember the cliffhangers on the shows like in the 80s and 90s? Like there'd be some wedding and there'd be like some big like some big fiasco would happen and there'd be all this drama and they'd be like, who's left for dead? Bum bum bum. And you'd have to come tune in the next season to see who renegotiate their contracts and more money.
I mean, this episode, this season goes out on a kind of a pretty, you know, significant cliffhanger because, well, I don't want to jump ahead to the end of the episode, but I will. Brenda and Dylan are having a big old fight and he storms off and that is that. And I feel like that is something bad is ahead for season three.
This is, the beginning of the end.
Is it?
A little bit.
Yeah. I'm sorry, sis.
It's so frustrating how Dylan and Jim can't get along.
They're like oil and vinegar. Is that the right?
I mean, they
oil
are.
And water.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I agree. As a viewer, you're watching it and you're just like, no, no, no. Like, don't fight. Like, no, don't break that glass. Like, no. Like, you're just trying to. But he just has a temper, and so does Jim.
Mm-hmm. And they're both like egged on by Brenda and their love for Brenda.
Yeah.
Gets them all fired up. This episode starts out, and Brenda, they're still at Border Patrol. They've been there a while, apparently, and they can't get back.
Weeks at this point.
Yeah. They had to wait for Jim and Cindy to come down to the border of Mexico. Isn't that a song? Sorry. And yeah, Brenda was busted, but somehow she still found the fight in her to be confrontational to her dad. Like,
would you, at what point do you just say like, I'm 17, like, I'm sorry. And just be quiet.
Shush it. Shush it.
Yes. Yeah. She just keeps going. Always.
And Jim just, I don't know, Cindy doesn't say anything. It's just very uncomfortable. But they got into the United States. So I guess that's a good thing.
They're back. It's time for the wedding.
And Dylan says it was worth it. I mean, what else? Of course he's going to say it was worth it.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was a big no-no.
Mm-hmm. I felt like this episode was, again, we say this, I think, every week, but it's like the height of the hotness of Brandon and Dylan. Like, they just look so good. They're really hitting their stride.
That's true. It's true. Do you feel like the women went on to look better and the men kind of plateaued? Not plateaued, but you know what I mean. There's something to it.
I mean, when are you talking? Like during the run of the show or like after the show? I feel like I know what you're thinking, but.
What is she thinking?
I feel like that. No, it happens within the show. For me personally, and you know, I like started when we started rewatching as fans. And episode one, I was like all about, I used to be a huge Dylan fan. And then all of a sudden I was like, Brandon is so hot. And, you know, I just kept talking about his dreamy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like the character of Brandon as the seasons progress becomes a little more like not as edgy, a little conservative. They're trying out new hairstyles. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
He lost the sideburns. They got a little shorter.
Lost the sideburns. Mm-hmm. The hair got that short one. When everyone tried that out, didn't like that at all. So
you might be onto something there.
But the girls were pretty consistent. That's us.
This episode was so fun too to see. I mean, I just love when Jackie Taylor is on the show. She's just so vibrant. And then your mom was on this episode and my mom was on this episode. Shannon's mom was on this episode. Brenda's mom was on this episode. All the moms. Andrea's mom wasn't on the episode though.
No.
No.
Wait, do we ever meet her mom? No.
No, we just, I don't think just so. We meet the grandma.
Just the grandma.
Where's the, wait, I know I should know this, but what, where's the mom?
You should know? I think you should know this. I'm going to put this on
I
you.
I should know where the mom is?
I don't know where her mom is. Her mom lives in a different school district, so she has to live with her grandma. Hello.
Yeah, and remember, she only had one dress.
Right. I'm glad you jumped in there because I was just about to kill her parents off because I didn't know the answer.
No, dad's playing poker, remember? Dad plays poker. They got a whole thing.
Dad plays poker.
We never see it.
Mom has one evening gown. Okay.
That's your new country song. So it was super dramatic that Dylan is not going. Now he does not get to go to the big wedding. Mm. He doesn't get to go to the wedding because of his riff with
his
Jim.
His riff.
Right?
Well, he can still go. He's just being stubborn and doesn't want to go.
I mean, because just because it's at their house, it's not truly their decision, right?
Well, he declares himself a persona non grata.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
very dramatic.
Can persona you say that one more time?
Non grata. Like, he's so upset about it.
That was just my favorite thing.
Yes. His voice was just
my
everything.
New favorite thing.
Persona non grata. Look it up, people. It means person not welcome, right? Am I wrong? I didn't look it up. I just made that up.
I believed you.
I believed you.
Well, he was a person not welcome at the wedding, basically.
Yeah, that's how he felt. I mean, he's not wrong. He's not. I mean, Jim obviously is very upset with him.
Why do you think the wedding, the house got flooded and we had to do the wedding in the Walsh's backyard? Was there a reason or was...
Because Brenda and Brandon are the central characters of 90210. Initially.
Yes.
And so they wanted it at the Walsh's. So that's the reason.
Or was it cheaper? I'm wondering. Like, because we already had that location. Because we shot those backyard scenes at the actual house in Altadena, California, where we shot all of the outside scenes on the front of the house and the side of the house, like the basketball court, but never in the backyard that much.
Right. I literally am going to go with the fact that they just thought it tied it family ties.
Mm-hmm.
Like, got to be at the Walsh's.
It all came back together.
Yeah, I think so.
How often would you guys go there to shoot exterior scenes?
Just depend. Once a week, maybe. I'm guessing.
And wow. And forever. That family was just down.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it was every episode. You're right. Not always with us, I guess. But
mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, because there's like car scenes when the car pulls up in the driveway or like whatever, but still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That backyard is tiny.
It was tiny. It was actually a really small, little, intimate wedding with a lot of older people. We were the only young people there, except for us and Denise Richards. I think I saw Denise Richards on the show.
Yes.
Didn't
yes.
I?
You did.
I thought that was her. She was this the first time? Okay, now I'm going to. Make people really mad because I don't remember. Was this the first time she was on the show? First and only?
It had to have been. We would have talked about it before.
I was questioning if we had already talked about it.
I feel like she might be in another episode.
Because we had her on BH90210 and we talked about it, but I didn't remember how extensive her role was on the original show.
Right. I feel like she was in another episode as another character. Remember they've done this
right.
All the time. Wait. Siri? Alexa?
Nobody's listening to you.
No one's listening.
They have their rehearsal. I loved the rehearsal for the wedding scene where Kelly and Brenda are clearly not paying any attention to what's going on. They are not paying attention whatsoever to the wedding or the bride or the groom. Yeah. They're just both off in their little dramatic
right
worlds.
But I feel like that's very spot on 16, 17-year-old behavior. It's just, it's your world. Your parents are just living in it.
Yeah. They don't even notice. The parents are just in their own world. They're getting married. They're so excited. Kelly's worried about Jake. Brenda's worried about Dylan. Donna's like, guys, can't we all just pay attention?
No, she tries a little bit.
Well, she just wants to deflect from her own parental's life falling apart.
One episode as Robin McGill.
So this is it.
What are you talking about?
Denise Richards.
Oh, we're going back to that.
Wait, wait, wait. That wasn't from BH 90210?
No, she played Denise Richards.
Yeah, you're right.
Didn't she? Oh my gosh. Yeah. We are literally the worst. We have rotten brains, you guys.
Oh my God, you guys. Wait, so this was our one and only chance to ask Denise if she would come guest star on the show.
And she probably totally would have.
Of course she would have.
Dang it. Man. We love her.
I feel like I dropped. Can still maybe try for next week.
I feel like I dropped the ball. I'm sorry.
Next week, we're on to season 3, sis.
I know, but you know.
Can we just ask? She is filming right now, but maybe we can have her on season 3 at some point, right?
Sure.
Why not? Really, and she could talk about her experience. It'll still be fun.
So they're setting up the wedding, and Brandon and Steve are helping out. And one of my favorite things about, what am I going to say? Why are you laughing? One of my favorite things about
this is Steve thing?
It's a both the boys thing. One of my favorite things about like a TV show is when they use spray sweat, like when you're supposed to be exercising in a scene or working hard or even, you know, doing it and stuff. Uh-huh. When you get sweaty, they always like just spritz you down with water. And then you could see on the boys that like they spritz them down like their shirts right here. So, and their pits.
Didn't they used to use that glycerin spray? So it would kind of sit and.
Yeah, you know they use. Sometimes they use the glycerin, like gooey, gross, disgustingness on your face.
So bad for your skin.
Yeah. Just clog your pores a little bit more because, like, the makeup wasn't enough.
Yeah.
But on the shirts, they would just spray you down with water. And you just watch it in different cuts. Like, the water looks different. Like, the sweat stains are in different spots, kind of, or dried, and then they're not dry. And I loved it. It's just one of those funny things about making TV. Like, that's not real sweat. They're not really working hard at all.
I have a question. If you weren't in this show and you didn't know the backstory, so when you see it, although we're watching it for the first time as fans, you have like memories. You're like, oh yeah, I remember that. Okay. Kind of, it's all kind of coming back.
Uh-huh.
Would you be as meticulous about the continuity and like the booms and the sweat matching?
Yes.
Okay. Fair.
I would. Sadly, yeah. When I watch TV or movies, like I feel like I just know too much and like it pulls me out sometimes.
Poor Dave. Poor Dave.
I try not to talk about it while I'm watching the movie. I try to just make little mental notes.
But does it drive your poor brain? Is your brain just like, oh, I see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you lose the storyline of the movie or whatever you're watching. And you start thinking about the boom and then like, why weren't they holding it like that? Or why?
I can't help it. But I did not see the boom at all in this whole episode, you guys.
Oh my gosh. So did anyone see it?
This was the first one.
That's big. That's huge.
First episode ever.
Wow. They figured it out.
Maybe he held it up a little higher today. Robo got his arms lengthened.
A lot of outdoor stuff though, so it was easier to hide it, right?
Do you think the crew was like, you know, I always felt like when they came in to spray the sweat on the actors, the crew who is working their asses off and actually sweating was thinking, why don't you just have them do something? Why don't you just have them work? Why do you have to spray water on them to make them look sweaty? I am sweaty just standing here. Felt like,
nope.
You don't think anybody ever thought that?
No, because like that's their version of a job. And this is actor's version, like being on set, looking pretty, looking like you're working hard, but you're hardly working. Hard work.
I don't know. We should touch on Jake and Kelly a little bit.
Yes,
first we should touch. Let's dive in.
We should take a break.
Let's touch it.
And come back.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Woo! Look at that. Just like that, they were back.
Scared me. Sorry.
Yeah, Jake is delicious
hubbard, hubbard, hubbard,
hubbard. In this episode. He's a little scary though.
Just heard your mouth water.
He's so intense. I got scared.
What do you mean?
Really?
What do you mean by intense?
Like, he's just so, like, I don't know, confident or I don't know what it is, but he scares me watching it. Wonder if I was
scared. Is it the older man with the underage woman aspect of it? Or
perhaps. Might have it a little.
So do you feel like there's a big change, a shift in his personality from last episode to this episode?
No, it was just you got to see him in more of like a social environment instead. He wasn't like, you know, wielding a hammer or anything. And he was just like super sexy and like super confident and like, I don't know. I liked it.
On and off the set.
I don't know. I don't remember like when we were doing those scenes, if I was attracted to him like as a person. Do you remember? Like off the set, like, you know.
I mean, I know that we were all like, ooh, hot guy. And obviously had scenes with him where you were his love interest. So you were like aware of how you looked and acted. But I don't feel like there was anything beyond that. That's my gut.
If there was, I'm real, real sorry because I don't remember it. So it must not have been that good.
You like funny guys. I don't remember him being especially funny.
No, he was definitely more on the serious, like.
Serious, yeah.
Heartthrobby kind of. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and he had a big responsibility. He was going off to start a new show. He was probably like, just going to get in, do a great job, spin off.
Yeah.
Yeah, when did Melrose Place kick off then? Was it this next season?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So next season, we have to watch not only, I feel like for the first however many episodes, was it three that our characters showed up on Melrose Place? We have to watch not just 90210, but we have to also watch Melrose Place.
That's right.
I don't remember.
We're having a double feature.
Yeah.
I think I was only in two. You were for sure in three. So we have, yeah. How are we going to work that? We talked about it last week with Amy.
That's so cool. I never realized that.
Yeah, we wanted to do like a little a look-see into Melrose Place, the beginning of Melrose Place. We should do that.
I'm down.
We should ask somebody to be on too.
A Melrose Placer? Maybe.
Andrew Hsu. I remember when the show first started, I had a crush on Andrew Hsu.
I remember you did too. Is that weird? I can't remember.
Remember we were at that party and I was like, ooh. I was like
what
flirting
party?
With him and he was just like. I just remember we were outside. It was like on a back lot. It was a Melrose Place launch party and you and I were there.
I don't put it past you.
Right? Yeah. He had no interest. He was probably like, I just landed my first series. There's no chance I'm going to do anything with the boss's daughter. Story of my life.
Story of your life.
Well, luckily, some guys didn't feel that way, and they were pretty stupid and didn't stick around too long.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
Well, wait. What about, because you've only had.
We're not there yet. We can't
jump ahead to new love interests for Donna.
Mm.
But as they do come up, we certainly will shed light if they were a yay or nay for both of us. Just interest.
Yeah.
Just. So this is like what has been happening since I've been gone.
It makes sense. Like a new male guest star comes on. I think that should be a new rule. Every time that we have an episode where there's a new hot guy that is in, you guys have to tell us whether you were physically attracted to them off camera as well.
Oh my gosh. That could get us in trouble.
I mean, a flirtation's just a flirt. Like, if you feel that way about someone, doesn't mean it went anywhere. Mm-hmm,
right.
You could just be like, hey, I find that person very attractive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you've been able to do it. I was so boy crazy when I was 17. I would have thought everyone was hot and would have tried to get with everyone. I mean, I basically did that in my real life. So.
I know, that's why people are always so shocked. Like, you guys, like, there were things between you guys. It's like, well, yeah, this was our version of high school. Like,
yeah.
What were you guys like at a regular high school? You hooked up with people. Like,
everyone hooked up with everyone. Yeah. We should talk about how the Walshes just had to completely take on this wedding out of the blue because of Brandon.
Yeah, because he offers it up.
Well, he kind of, yeah, he offers it up, right? Like, in what world do you kind of just get backed up into a corner to host a whole wedding for someone? And would you do it?
Yeah, I don't think he had any concept of what he was really offering at the when he said it at the Peach Pit. And Kelly kind of took it home and told his mom, and then they just ran with it. But that's a big undertaking. Have you ever had a wedding in your backyard or at your house?
Yes.
Yeah?
You did? How many people were there?
It was small. It was like 20, but...
Oh.
You felt when a friend asks you, you feel obligated to say yes. Like, mm-hmm. How could you say no when someone asks you? And it's a lot.
It's a lot.
I bet.
Especially if it's like big, like they did it, like with the caterers and the all the rentals and the music and the food and the beverages. There's so
many. Then your house gets trashed.
Moving parts. Yeah. They were smart though. They had it out in the backyard.
Because they couldn't fit everyone inside their house.
Wait, is the couple still together?
It was a vow renewal. It wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It's still.
Sometimes those are make or break.
Yeah, that's true.
You love planning weddings. You love throwing weddings.
I do. Yeah, this one I wasn't involved in. It kind of happened quickly and it was like, could we? And I was like, sure. And then it is a lot because it rained. It rained and it was supposed to be in the backyard.
What backyard? Where were you living? Where you are now?
Still in Hidden Hills, but...
The first house
where you brought Nutmeg to.
Oh my gosh.
And you know that house was like hodgepodge.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, oh my gosh, you have this amazing backyard in Hidden Hills. Let's do it. It was like a tiny house we were renting. It was a little backyard. And then it rained. So they had to tent it. So it could have been anywhere. That was a tough one. You know what? When I think back to this episode, I got to tell you, I just remember the bubblegum bridesmaid dresses.
I mean, who doesn't? Those
historical
dresses.
Where are those?
Were iconic.
Why didn't we do it?
Where are they?
We should have done a flashback or something on BH Natural with those dresses.
You're so right.
Ah, I didn't think of it.
Because they were exactly the same dress on each of us. They don't do that much anymore. Bridesmaids' dresses aren't usually exactly the same now. They're usually like same color,
thank God.
Same fabric, different styles for every single person.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so much better because sometimes that one shape doesn't fit all.
No.
So it's they got to mix it up.
In this case, though, one shape fit all for sure. And those were made, weren't they? We had those, the costume designer had those specially made. Where do you even find fabric that pink?
So much Joanne's. Tool.
That was all tool. That was just we could make those
giant tool.
Oh my God.
Behind your head.
The three of us should be that for Halloween episode next.
So
season.
Good
next season.
It was actually a really comfortable dress to wear. I remember it being very easy to wear. Wasn't tight anywhere. Your boobs weren't hanging out anywhere. It was like an easy wedding dress. Bridesmaid's.
But who
dress.
Was like? This is the shape it should be, and this is the color. Like, who picked those things?
Well, I mean, and also so convenient that Kelly and her two best friends are in the wedding. Or the only, like...
Jackie has no friends?
None. Not one. She burned all those bridges with her drinking, her booze and ways.
Her coke days, like, forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she could have had Cindy in the wedding.
That would have been amazing. Talk about convenient.
I look at these dresses now in 2021 and it's like, whoa, right? But was that the same feeling when you put them on back then? Like, was that, that was the style, right? Or no, were you guys trying to be like funny? I can't recall.
We weren't trying to. No. I don't remember having any say in this. Do you?
Well, no, not you. I'm just saying.
I don't
the show
think they were going for laughs there.
So they're not. They're literally like they were going for style.
Oh yeah,
fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and like over the top, like over the top, like you know, Beverly. What they thought Beverly Hills girls would wear.
I think they wanted us to look good. This is the big season finale. Time to dress the girls up.
What are you talking about, Sissany? That was us looking good. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to get to the bottom of whether it really was or not. Like so, in 1992. If somebody was getting married in real life, not on a TV show, that is the type of bridesmaid's dress they would purchase at a Macy's or wherever you buy bridesmaid's dresses.
I would like to see what 1992 bridesmaid's dresses look like because I feel like they looked more like prom dresses.
I feel like they had a lot of sleeves, but those are halters.
I don't know. I feel like we weren't happy. I feel like we were like...
I know. I don't think I felt especially beautiful in that dress.
This is what I'm trying to get to.
Like, you can't possibly.
I didn't feel like desirable to Jake. I remember just thinking, I feel embarrassed in this weird getup they have me in with the matching shoes.
You know, it reminds me of Honey Boo Boo, like pageant.
Bless you. That's a good call. It's totally Thank something you. Honey Boo Boo would wear.
We were pageant girls. Mm-hmm. At least your hair looked okay. My hair really upsets me every time I look back at those photos.
Why?
Because that was my natural curl, but like crimped. Remember, you used to scrunch it.
Scrunched it.
Used to scrunch it with the gel to get it like, and then it's up and like, ugh, just disgusting. Oh,
we're getting some bridesmaids dresses. 1990s. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. See this? Mm-hmm. Oh, so ours were like, they thought, oh, here's the young, like, teen version of that.
Yeah. Well,
this is what I picture when early 90s. Poofy sleeves like that. What were they stuffed with?
I don't know.
Great question.
They look happy though.
Is that all we got? Just one? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm looking.
They were prommy. They were like, yeah.
Pink apparently is the color though.
Would you have felt better in that?
No.
At least you got like to show gown. Some legs, some arms, you know?
I think they were trying to make you guys, you know, youthful bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm. What about the big fight scene with Jim and Dylan? That was pretty intense.
I hated every minute of it.
Well, I was worried that Dylan was going to start drinking again. And Jake thought he was drinking and just assumed, but he was like, it's water, man. Or Coke, whatever he said. I don't know.
Kind of sound like him when you.
I'm trying today. Persona non grata.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's not good.
Do another line. Do another line.
It's water, man.
It's so really good.
It's so good.
Oh my God.
My gosh. I'm channeling.
We got to get Amy in here to be Jake and you're going to be Dylan.
Oh yeah. That I felt like, okay, so where did he go? Like he throws the glass. Where's everybody else from the party? Is the wedding over and everyone's gone home now? And they're still having. I don't understand why they were still out there, but whatever. He throws his drink and then storms off and peels out in his Porsche. And that's that.
You know what we have not discussed? And it was a major turning point of this episode. When Brandon gives Dylan the letter from Cindy Walsh.
The voiceover.
The voiceover.
That was so dramatic. What are you laughing at, Sissany?
Oh, I'm not laughing. It was the turning point. He felt bad. And so then he decided he was going to go to the wedding.
Don't you love that though in a show when you read a letter and you hear it in the character's voice in your head?
Yeah. But in this case, we got to hear it. Cindy's voice.
Cindy's voice.
Dear Dylan.
And she had to go in for like a recording session for that, like to record her voiceover for that letter reading scene.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
I mean, where else would they have done it?
I don't know. It's like Blake and Robo just were off to the side.
Maybe. I don't know.
That was our sound, guys.
wait, am I making this up that at the time, like, they had Cindy be like for some magazine, a Dear Cindy? I'm totally making this up.
Whoa, you could totally be making that up, or it could be 100% true. I honestly don't know. It would be,
I don't know,
later.
But wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, like later in the maybe a season three or four. Mm-hmm. Could be. If not, they should have.
Yeah, there should have been. Yeah, she should have had a publicist.
You know the stairs in the Walsh house? What did you think when you saw those stairs, Sissany? In the foyer there. You know the foyer? Everybody kept going up and down the stairs.
What about it?
Do you just thought they were going upstairs? To the upstairs?
I did think that until you guys told me that it goes nowhere.
Oh, I already told you that? See? Great memory I have. It just bothers me every time I see it.
But that was a long time ago. Before my maternity leave.
Yeah. Well, they went nowhere in this episode too. And you had to go up there and stand and wait for your cue to come down.
And like, by the way, if someone pushed you, you could die off the back.
Oh yeah. There was like, really? It went up. Well, yeah, and then there was just like a one piece of wood that stopped you from falling right
off. That was it. Nothing to protect you. If too many people went up there and we were waiting for the scene to end.
Yeah.
Someone was getting rambunctious.
No shenanigans going on up there.
Right.
Very dangerous.
Squirting binoc in somebody's eye. Someone could have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't until we started doing this podcast that I actually realized that the house inside was just a set.
Nothing. Yeah.
I didn't. I thought you guys filmed there every day.
Mm-hmm. That kitchen, remember, it was like a galley kitchen, but not even a galley. It was like.
What do you mean?
The real one.
The real one in the real house.
Yes. Yeah, am I remembering it wrong?
No offense. That kitchen was a
dump. It was tiny. Like there was a sink that looked out the backyard and it was just like
a little. Mm-hmm. But they made the one on the set really big and beautiful to like be the central hangout for everyone, as a kitchen usually is for a family.
Yeah.
Open floor plan.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know the backstory of why that was the house. Like, that was the front of the Walsh house. Like, this is it.
What is that? A location scout, right?
Mm-hmm.
We figure out who it was for 90210 and try to get them on the
show.
Well,
I'm sure if we talked to Chuck Rosen or Larry Mola, Larry or somebody, they would all have a memory of going and scouting that location. Because, you know, you've directed before. You know, when you're directing an episode, you get in the van with the producer and the head of the lighting and the head of the DP and the head of the whatever. And they all go in one van and drive it around to all the like potential locations. And everybody gets out
day,
and like, looks.
You get to pick the lunch spot. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, that was the best part of the day. But and everybody kind of puts their two cents in and makes a decision on what the final location will be.
I love that. I love the behind the scenes of stories like that. Have you guys seen the Netflix series, The Movies That Made Us?
I have not.
Yes.
So they do like deep dives, like they did like the Home Alone one. And it was like, how they found that house for Home Alone, you know? So you could do a deep dive into 90210.
Well, you'd think we are doing a deep dive right here into
the location,
but we are missing some key components.
We need the location scout ASAP.
Well, it ends up with Brenda basically having, you know, Jim wrapped around her finger, doing what, you know, going and talking to Dylan and trying to make nice. And then, things don't go well and he storms off. So we're left with the end of season two wondering what is going to happen with Brenda and Dylan. What is going to happen with Jake and Kelly?
And what is Andrea going to do with that bouquet?
That's a good one. So true. Like she caught the bouquet. I forgot about that.
Well, let's take a break real quick. We have some questions that we should get to before we run out of time.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals
Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Did you guys have any, aside from the Pepto-Bismol pink bridesmaids dresses, did you have any other fashion moments? Because I sure did.
No, that stole the show.
Ah, you did? Okay, what?
Well, one was, first of all, everybody, it felt like everybody was wearing stripes in the episode. From the very first scene, Brenda was wearing stripes. Then there was a scene where Dylan was wearing stripes. And there was a scene where Cindy was wearing stripes. Like, there were so many stripes, I couldn't keep up. Then the other one was Jackie's colored, checked dress, like maternity dress.
That was horrible.
It was bad, but so bad it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just like so 90s. I love it.
So distracting though. Like nowadays I feel like it eats the scene. Like you wouldn't want
it eats the scene.
It pulls your attention. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Wait, Jen, what this is my favorite thing Jen has taught me about acting. What is it when someone does something in a scene when they add like things to do in a scene, but it's really, you should stay with the, you know, be in character and be emotionally connected.
What are you, upstaging?
If I was drinking something or eating something through an entire scene, what would you call that?
Distracting? I don't know. I can't remember.
Intentional.
Oh, intentional upstaging.
Jen taught me that.
Uh-huh. Sometimes actors do way more than they need to do in a scene just so that they pull the attention to them.
Wow.
It's kind of like when you watch, I don't know, I'm just weird this way, but like when I watch movies directed by people, certain big directors, and it's just like they're so over-directed. I feel like it's directorial masturbation. Like when an actor just goes and does more than is necessary just to like, you know, steal the scene. You think that dress did that? I don't think that Jackie meant to do that by wearing the dress.
But that would be wardrobe, like upstaging. Like there must be a word in the industry for that. Like that's, yeah. But I guess the 90s were all about bright and...
Mm-hmm. I think so too. It was like, you guys were a very fashion forward show. So,
I mean...
The dress makes sense.
It was better than the cow shirt that Kelly was wearing. What in the...
Yeah.
What in the actual... Why was she wearing a chambray button-down shirt with cows across the front? Just one cow, two cow, three cows across the front.
But remember, those were very in. Like,
were they? Where?
Where?
Where were they in?
Places.
And a hootenanny, maybe, but not a... But I was so out of character. It just really bugged me. Like, why would Kelly Taylor be wearing a shirt with cows on it? What about you? Any other fashion loves, hates?
No, still loving Jake's little black t-shirt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Staple.
He wore that to the wedding, but just added a black blazer over it. Super easy.
Maybe, yeah. They didn't have a budget for his
Super
wardrobe.
Easy change that day, yeah. Same jeans. No, maybe he had on black pants. I don't remember.
Oh,
I kind of like his outfits, though, because if you put him in today's society, like, he could fit right in.
Mm-hmm.
He could actually fit into any decade, pretty much, with what he wears.
Yeah, motorcycle boots, jeans.
Yeah. And like it's not just like I guess when we used to think about white t-shirts and jeans and motorcycle, we think of like the 50s and like Greece. Mm-hmm. And then it came back in the 90s. But like the black t-shirt takes it to a whole nother level. Like
he was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about favorite lines?
I don't know. One of my favorite lines was from Kelly when she says to her mom, and she's trying to give her a pep talk about going out and getting married. She says, "You've already done this 3 times. It should be a piece of cake." And I thought, oh, I've heard that.
I guess I'll go with Jake. I should probably get arrested for thinking what I'm thinking.
Ew.
Yeah, you probably should, actually.
What do you mean? Oh, he was having dirty thoughts about a minor. About an underage girl.
Yeah. Like that would be sexy typically when, I mean, not really, but it could be a pickup line, but not when the fact is it's a minor.
Yeah, but they didn't feel, it didn't feel so out of whack that he was that much older than Kelly.
No.
Like
they always look good together. It kinda
worked.
Never bothered me. It was Brenda and all her older ones that always.
Yeah, this wasn't, it didn't stand out like that. No,
not at all.
No. Sis, did you have a favorite line?
Yes, it was from Dramatic Brenda. How can you compare your problems with Jake, who you barely even know, to my problems with Dylan? I mean, you're not even up there with Donna and David.
What does that mean?
What? Why the dig? Why the Donna David dig? I don't know.
What does it mean you're not even up there?
Like you're not even as much of a couple as
Donna
and
David? Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, so basically saying Donna and David are not even a couple.
She was just mad because, Kelly wasn't giving in her all of her attention to her drama in that moment, I think.
That's a real life teenage girl.
We didn't talk about like the fact that Brenda has a daydream in the middle of the wedding either. Like they're reciting their vows and they pan over to Brenda and she's lost in her daydream of... her marrying Dylan.
Yeah, I know. I
mean, they just wanted to get that in there.
Yeah, her in the dress. They looked adorable at the altar.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to go somewhere, though. I wanted there to be more of that. If they were going to just show us that little window of it, I was like, wait, I want to see more of that wedding.
As you would say, what is the masturbation line? That was for Brenda Dylan fans everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Here you go.
You're welcome. There's your cookies. Mm-hmm. Now go to bed. So we have listener questions, sis. Let's hear them. We haven't done questions from our listeners in a while. And I think it's a good idea.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's go to Brad, because Brad is asking, did all the actors have private dressing rooms or did you have to share? Also, if you had your own rooms, were they all the same size or did you fight over who got the biggest and better dressing room?
We all had our own dressing rooms, because that would have been weird if we were all changing clothes in front of each other.
On set. But
when we were on location,
we shared trailers.
No, we didn't share trailers. We each had our own teensy tiny little honey wagon trailer. That's what they used to call them. They were like,
only Tori had to share trailers, apparently.
No. But you're thinking you had your own little honey wagon, and then next door there was another little, literally it was like the size of a tiny bathroom. And there was a couch in it and a toilet and a mirror. And there was one of those walls that you can retract, like a curtain almost, and it went and you could
partition, shimmy
it back. And then you could share your dressing room with whoever was in the one next door to you. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so we used to do that all the time. We used to do that. And I remember those couches in those honey wagon trailers back in the day were so high up off the ground. Like you had to like heave yourself up onto the couch. It was the most uncomfortable thing you've ever been on.
Platform, and then you were up. You're right. And then it like pushed out.
Yeah. It was like in the doctor's office when you go and have to get on the doctor's table.
So at first when you were saying that, I was understanding from what you were saying that we did have our own trailers. But you mean we had our own private trailers, but it was part of one big trailer and you like
two
trailers in one.
Yeah, no, but like there was like one trailer and had like four different rooms.
Were they like this? Like
four
this
sets is of so- stairs. No, it was nothing like that, Sisney.
Hell no.
An enormous palace compared to what we had in the beginning.
Think like 70s, like trailer. Oh, no.
That's what this looks like. I Googled honey wagon trailers, which by the way, you can rent out of Hollywood, and has two orangey looking couches with one of those walls you were describing.
That's, why would you want to rent it? Probably so much sex between co-stars. Not us ever in a honey wagon.
If the trailer's a shaking. No, how's it go?
Yeah.
If the
rockin'.
If the trailer's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Yeah.
Ew.
I think that happened in Hollywood all the time.
Do you remember all the cigarettes people used to smoke in those, probably?
Oh, and that. Probably that happened more.
Disgusting. They were gross. They were gross.
All right. On to Lisa.
I don't remember us ever fighting over sizes of dressing rooms. Because in the hallways that we had on the set in Van Nuys, mm-hmm. some of the rooms were different sizes because mm-hmm. they were just shaped differently. Mm-hmm. I don't remember us ever fighting.
No. No, the guys always kind of wanted to be back with the guys in like the man cave area where I don't even know what went on back there.
But we didn't go back there.
They were all kind of back in that back area. And then we were more
Luke
out in the
was
front.
In the hallway with you.
No, Ian was. Ian was right across the hallway from me.
And so was Luke.
No, he was back with Jason. And Brian.
Was he originally? Okay, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm having one of those moments where I could literally visualize the conversation. And it was in a room across from you on that side. You know how there were two there? It was the one to the far left, so closest to the bathrooms. And I remember during break, after we were shooting one morning, it was after one of the big award shows, Luke met Madonna. And something happened.
What do you mean something happened?
Like they hooked up?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember the details. I just remember him taking me in there and letting me listen to a message she had left him.
And I was so excited.
What did the message say?
The message?
I don't remember, you guys. Oh, I'm just remembering. God.
That is such a letdown.
And we were on the phone, and I was just like, and I was so excited that he was like giving me inside info and like trusting me as like a sister. And I was just like, oh my God. And he's like, yeah. And I remember she called, I feel like I might be making this up, but she had called and left a message at a set phone or something. Remember, you could call and get transferred back to our lines. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Vintage. Yeah.
I think she called him.
Wow. She called the studio?
I feel like yes.
He gave her his work number?
As well. I don't know. Something. I don't know.
Wow. That's a good one.
But he was there. Why would he be across the hall from you then? It was the same. It was 1991, you guys. It was the same year that Howard Stern was across the stage doing Fart Man. And he was on stage with Luke.
Madonna kisses actor Luke Perry at AIDS Awards in 1991.
Okay, I got the show wrong. It wasn't the MTV Awards, but it was 1991.
Wow, you got a good memory.
Thanks. Anyway, okay, so apparently later he went back there. This is very anticlimactic after saying that Luke and Madonna, but obviously
it's
out there.
No, but it's not because it's a thing. It's all over the internet.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't a secret.
I never even knew about this.
And I'm telling you, it was something. She was crushing.
We did not have the internet, so I didn't know anything about it. And apparently I was not invited into Luke's dressing room to listen to the message.
Well, duh.
Throwback.
All right. What's the next question?
Yep. Lisa is saying, or is asking, as we see more and more guest stars appearing on the show, how often did you get to hang out with someone who guest starred outside of filming? How did you stay in contact with the guest star once they appeared on the show? And did you ever exchange numbers with them?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because you work with somebody. If you like them, you guys definitely become friends and hang out after school.
Yeah, exactly. Like on weekends, if we'd be working during the week and it was usually more than like a guest star in like one episode. It would be some like that was recurring. Mm-hmm. So they'd be on a few. If somebody else's love interest, like some of the girls on the show, if a girl dated Brandon or something. Yeah, we would all like go hang out, drinks and stuff on like a Friday night.
And yeah, you'd have to exchange home numbers at that time because we didn't have cell phones.
Oh my gosh. Leave a message on my answering machine.
Beep,
beep.
Were your first cell phones like those big chunky ones?
Yeah, like a brick.
Like a brick?
I remember having a car phone.
You had a car phone that had the little twirly cord. I think you had it first, and then I had it. And it was like, it stuck up on that stand and had the twirly coat. So, didn't you feel so important when you answered it? I remember Kelly was in a scene and she was using her car phone. They had that same car phone. Remember that scene in, you probably don't remember, but I just saw this the other night, 16 Candles, when Anthony Michael Hall drives the drunk girl home in the dad's like Bentley.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes.
And somebody calls looking for the dad and he answers the phone and it's got like a cord attached to something in the car. I don't know how that worked.
Oh my gosh. And then we had beepers. Remember beepers?
Mm-hmm.
Did the beeper come before the phone? Yes.
Yes, because someone would text you the number and then you'd have to pager.
You have to go find a phone.
You have to go find I remember being at like high school and going and finding a payphone. I guess someone had
beeped you.
Yeah. Beeped me.
I don't know. Maybe I had a beeper, pager, whatever. But now I just associate those with doctors.
Yeah, you're right.
Do doctors still have pagers?
I think everyone just has a cell phone now, right? But that was like the whole thing. Doctors are drug dealers, my dad would say.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
They have to be reachable. Pagers.
Thanks, Brad and Lisa.
Yes, we love your questions. Keep them coming because we love answering them.
You never know what memory it might jog. Do you think we're going to come back with different hairdos because we had a summer off?
Oh, will the characters look different in season 3, episode 1? I bet you they might. Like, we'll notice little differences.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm, me too. I'm excited to dive into episode season 3.
We're glad you're back, sis. We've missed you.
I missed you guys too. Happy to be back.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
We love you.
Bye.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.